Ellen White announces her positive stand. On the last day of the 1905 General Conference session in Washington, D.C., May 30, Ellen White came before the delegates and visitors heavily burdened over the situation in Battle Creek. She read a three-page statement prepared for the occasion, which she followed with extemporaneous remarks. In plain language, she set forth the issues. Our sanitarium should not be linked up with the Medical Missionary Association at Battle Creek. The book Living Temple contains specious, deceptive sentiments regarding the personality of God and of Christ. The Lord opened before me the true meaning of these sentiments, showing me that unless they were steadfastly repudiated, they would deceive the very elect. She denied the claim that her writings upheld the pantheistic teachings of that book, and protested against the manner in which her writings were being misused to support such a claim. She expressed regret that the warnings sent to Battle Creek had gone unheeded, and that young people sent there for an education in medical missionary lines were endangered. She urged that they should receive their training from those true and loyal to the faith that was delivered to the people of God, under the ministration of the Spirit of God. Then, mentioning Dr. Kellogg by name, she declared that confidence may be placed in him when he receives the messages of warning given during the past 20 years and bears a testimony that has in it no signs of double meaning or of misconstruction of the light God has given. Then in startling language she closed her three-page written message with the words, "It has been presented to me that in view of Dr. Kellogg's course of action at the 1904 Berrien Springs meeting, we are not to treat him as a man led of the Lord." In extemporaneous remarks following the reading, she declared, "The only way in which I can stand right before this people is by presenting to our physicians and ministers that which I have written to guard and encourage and warn Dr. Kellogg, showing how God has been speaking to him to keep him from the position which, unless he changes his course, will result in the loss of his soul." In this was announced a course that would be followed, but kindly and without attack and ever in the hope that Dr. Kellogg would yet yield to the biddings of the Holy Spirit. It was now clear to leaders of the medical missionary interests in Battle Creek that medical work fostered by the Seventh-day Adventist Church was to be under the control of the Church, for it was a branch of the work of the Church. It was not to be dominated by leaders of medical interests in Battle Creek who had set about to make the medical missionary work undenominational.